Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how fast NFL game days move. One big play and everything changes. That's why live betting on FanDuel is a game changer. With FanDuel, you can bet in real time while the game unfolds. Score just flipped? Jump on a new spread or live money line. That wide receiver's heating up? Bet the next touchdown scorer or total yards. Think that drive stalls in the red zone? Take a live field goal prop or fade the total. Live player props, team totals, drive results, updated spreads, next play markets, it's all there. It's fast, it's fun, and with FanDuel, your live bets move as quickly as the game does. So whether you're riding momentum or fading the hype, FanDuel puts you right in the middle of every moment. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the app and bet the NFL live all season long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You retweeted Brian Ray last night. I just couldn't believe it when I read it. 193 minutes, 11 seconds. That's the stretch the Stars had without a 5-on-5 goal with the Duchesne tally. You look at the 5-on-5 play, you look at the injuries, and then you look at the record of this team, and it's just like, it's just not adding up. This is crazy what's happening. And, you know, it makes you excited, like, okay, what happens if 5-on-5 comes together? But at the same time, you know, shorthanded skill set still there, as well as the power play. Like, this team's going to be really tough to beat. And, oh, by the way, really nice night again by Casey DeSmith.
Yeah, DeSmith was really good. It's funny, he had that, you know, he gets a shutout if he doesn't make that mistake on that 5-on-3 faceoff that they win, and then he and Haskinen have that, what they called a miscommunication. But DeSmith is really, really good in steadying that ship. But he had to be, because the Stars, you know, 5-on-5 scoring at times this year, they've been a hard scoring team at 5-on-5, even as their overall goals have been good. And as they've gotten, you know, they've gotten a few more goals from the defense. You mentioned that streak of no 5-on-5 goals for a while. You have to go back to, I think it was the Winnipeg game, when both Lindell and Petrovic, two defensive defensemen, scored their 5-on-5 goals in that game. So you have to go back a ways, because they had the power play goal and the shorthanded goal against Minnesota. Then they had zero goals against Florida. So it had been a few games. And even the 5-on-5 goals they did get a few games ago were both depth defensemen. So part of that is, I think, their decreased depth on the wing, right? They don't have Dodonov. They don't have Marchment, players like that, or Granlund for that matter, kind of helping them out and keeping people, you know, overqualified in the bottom six. Instead, there's a couple of players who are probably playing a bit higher than you would like them to. And the other part of it is just, I believe, a little bit of them focusing on defense, especially at the start of the year, and getting that all kind of tightened up. So they've had fewer rush chances because they've been more focused in the defensive zone. So they're focused now on getting more chances at 5-on-5 while maintaining kind of their defensive foundation. That's what Golitsyn has said. So we'll see if they can do that and if that scoring can come without, you know, the goalie's job starting to get more difficult. But this year so far, you have to say DeSmith and Ottinger too, but DeSmith in particular has been outstanding, especially in games like last night where it's a little herky-jerky, chances might not come for a while, and then there's a bunch of them kind of in a flurry. And you just have to give DeSmith all the credit in the world, I think, for how he's handled some really tough games this year, especially when the Stars haven't even played their best. I think he's been, just about the best backup goaltender in terms of performances so far this season that they had in a long, long time. So that's critical, especially when you're still figuring out some of your scoring issues and you're not blowing out teams, you know, for most of the season, which has been the case for the Stars. Even as they won a lot, they haven't necessarily had a lot of blowouts other than a little bit of a stretch a couple of weeks ago.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So last night, unless they meet in the playoffs, was the final game at the AAC for Anze Kopitar. One of my all-time favorite players, a player that I think people know but might not necessarily recognize how good and consistent he's been. Perfect example, I mean, he was a -2 on the ice, but 20 minutes of time on ice last night as a forward. And so I wanted to ask you, I thought the Capitals did a really nice thing, shaking the hand with Kopitar after the game. And I'm hoping that the Stars, when they meet him, maybe in LA, do the same. Is there a player that Robert Tiffin gets excited for that might not necessarily be that household elite superstar? I mean, we can all say Connor McDavid and we can all say Sid the Kid, and I was excited to be in the barn for that. Like, but is there a player that Robert really gravitates towards?
In a weird way, it's unfortunate he's on Colorado this year, but Brent Burns is a little bit on that category.
Ooh, good me. One.
Just because he's different. I love kind of unique players. It's one of the reasons I always loved watching Alex Hemsky when he was playing NHL hockey, because he was just a very unique sort of player. He would frustrate you, you know, in one moment, and then he would do something almost no other player would think of doing in another. Brent Burns is also such a, you know what, he's 40 years old. He might be the oldest player in the league this year, I think, unless Ryan Suter makes a surprise comeback. And he's playing good hockey on the best team in recent memory in Colorado. And he has a whole lot of fun doing it. And that sort of combination of joy, skill, and longevity to me is just, you love to see players like that. And I think they make the game better. So Brent Burns is certainly a player for me that's kind of on that list. There are a few others too, you know, John Klingberg, obviously, for his, in a similar sort of way, you know, one of those players that can frustrate you and also amaze you. But Brent Burns, as far as non-Stars connections, is one of those players, certainly.
For me. No, that's good. I've always been a Brent Burns guy. I think it's so cool that he has a Texas exotic animal ranch and he doesn't use it for hunting. He just drives around and takes pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. And keeps saves. Maybe a bunch of snakes there or something.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. He saves animals and puts them on this. Like, and there was a piece done on this, and you're right, up in Minnesota, he was known for exotic snakes. And it was just so cool seeing him take pictures and just the piece and stuff. I just thought he's a unique individual and a great character in hockey. And man, not a bad like third pairing to have Brent Burns come on the ice for you, right?
He's also cool. I mean, he played forward for a while too, right? Same.
Yes, he did.
The players that can make a, you know, we've had obviously Brendan Smith in Dallas last year who has done that a little bit too, but a player, you know, high level player like Brent Burns who's done that. I just think it's cool when you have players who've done things in the baseball scene. Mookie Betts is that sort of player for me where he, oh, center field, sure. Oh, you need me to come play shortstop? Sure. I'll be one of the best shortstops in the league if you need me to. I've never done it before, but how hard could it be? And then he makes that transition and, you know, wins a World Series. For me, Brent Burns, what he's done is probably not quite on that caliber, especially in the modern NHL where positions probably are less distinct than they've ever been. But I just think it's cool. Stuff like that's just cool, right?
No,
these lines don't always have to be stark and black and white. You can have players who take this stuff in stride and coaches who are willing to give them that chance. And I think it makes the game a lot more interesting.
Man, that was a great pick by you. 40 years old, and I'm just looking at his stats. And granted, he's on Colorado. And, you know, we can argue plus minus, but a plus 17, 32 games, 17 points. Here's the cool thing. 1939 average time on ice.
It's a horse.
So it's not like they're burying.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I know. There's part of me back when the Stars, trying to remember the timing when they got, I think they signed Ryan Suter. There was, if I'm not messing this up, and listeners can definitely look this up and correct me because I don't want to delay our show by me looking it up, but my memory is telling me that Burns was also potentially available, I think, in trade or maybe even for agency that year.
Yes.
And if the Stars had gone the Burns route, man, a lot of things are very, very different all of a sudden for this team. And it would have been really fascinating if you start trying to write that alternate history about what things would have been like. Is you have this, now you have your big pivotal righty. Do you ever even need to make the Kristianov trade? If you do, you know, is Haskinen always playing on his left side? Where's Lindell playing and Harley? What about Bischel? Is he more of a trade chip at some point down there? I mean, there's all sorts of interesting kind of history, alternate histories you could write if they've been able to get Burns. But obviously a player like that, you know, there's a lot of teams that wanted him and want him. And at a certain point in his career, he also had to want to go to the other team. So it's unfortunate the Stars weren't able to get him then. And even this past offseason, I was kind of wondering if they might be one of the teams that was in on him. But both for cap space reasons and other reasons, it was probably not as likely as a place like Colorado. And obviously it's worked out well for him. So, you know, good for him. That's cool to see that he's having the success he's having this late in his career.
Yeah, absolutely. It really, really is. By the way, last name is crazy, but obviously Stars ties Samuel Hellenius on the ice last night. I'm pronouncing that right, Ryan?
Yeah. Funny enough, I talked to him after LA's
Did you?
Yesterday. Yeah, really briefly. I was actually waiting to talk to Kevin Fiala about something else, and he was free. And so I figured, hey, you know, what are your memories of Dallas? Because he was born in Dallas, actually.
Yes.
But he said they were here for like 6 months before he moved. So Dallas actually doesn't really hold any special place in his heart. The younger Sammy Hellenius does, obviously, or maybe not obviously, but people might know that his father played for the Stars for a little while. In fact, last year at Brendan Morrow's induction into the Dallas Stars Hall of Fame, he told a story about Sammy Hellenius, the elder, and about him being kind of how he dealt with being healthy scratched for like 20 games in a row or something like that, and how much of an example he was and how great of a teammate he was. So that's really stuck in my mind since then, since Morrow told that story a little over a year ago, I should say.
From 2000 to 2003. So parts of 3 years, his dad, Sammy, was with the Dallas Stars and played just under 100 games with them. So yeah, you're right. It is a cool story. Anytime I see Born in Dallas, but watching him, meaning the son, last night, and the Razor pointed it out, leaning over for the faceoff draw. Yeah,
he's a big boy. Was he 6'6", 6'7", something like that? He's
right.
Huge.
And then the other part that I absolutely loved, and they didn't get into it, but there was like a little scrum, and so everyone grabs a player and everything. And I don't know if you saw it, but when it was being broken up, the one grabbing Helenius was Colin Blackwell.
Yeah, yeah.
The size disparity was so awesome to see.
Yeah, yeah. That's, and you know, I'll say Colin Blackwell also laid a big hit on another big guy, Cody Ceci, former teammate, yes, last night too. He laid a pretty decent hit on him. So, man, you have to love seeing a player like Colin Blackwell. I think everyone's seen the little thing the Stars released of him talking about how he can touch a basketball rim, like he can jump despite being 5'8" or 5'9", whatever he's listed at. He's touched a basketball rim before. I know this for a fact. So it's cool to see a player playing up, you know, kind of that, hey, regardless of my size, I'm going to stand up for myself and for my teammates. And he certainly did that last night multiple times. Blackwell did.
You know, those North Shore, Massachusetts kids, just watch out. Sneaky athletic ability.
Yeah. Hey, friend of the show, Colin Blackwell. So gotta give him a shout out whenever we can.
Absolutely. In fact, when I go home for the holidays, I'm going to go to his favorite roast beef spot.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You
go. Yeah.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
All right, let's look ahead. What do you got coming up on starsthoughts.com? Kind of a big week, and this is not going to be an easy road the next three. I mean, we could say that all season long, but, you know, technically a day off today, and then they fly to San Jose after practice. They have a Thursday night tilt against Celebrini and the Sharks, and then right back at it on Friday against a Ducks team that does not look like they're going away soon. Continuing to play great hockey, and then it's back home against the Toronto Maple Leafs on Sunday.
Yeah, the Ducks played them. I mean, the Ducks beat them for a while. I think the Ducks were their only regulation loss for like, yes, eight games, and then they lost that tough game in against the Islanders, where we thought maybe Wyatt Johnson had scored, tied it up, I think, with like a second left, but they didn't count that goal. But that Anaheim game, the bittersweet memory a little bit, but Tyler Seguin finally scored against the Ducks for the first time in his career in that game. But it was a 7-5 loss on home ice. The Ducks just kept coming, kept scoring. So we'll see if the Stars can maybe contain them a little bit more on the road, but that'll be tough because unfortunately they're facing the Ducks, who I think between them and the Sharks are the better team. And they have to face the Ducks in the second night of that back-to-back. So, We'll see how that set goes. I feel like the Stars, you know, historically, and maybe it's just my memory from living out in California for a long time, when the Stars would come out and they'd so often, you know, win at least one, if not both, of their LA Anaheim kind of back-to-back sets. But we'll see how they do in this one this week. They finally get 2 days off in a row, as you mentioned, for the first time in like a month. They have two games, that one of which isn't a game day, but that's going to be a tough one. And then, of course, they come back home and face the Toronto Maple Leafs, and then they head out to Detroit right before Christmas. So those four games, they're certainly not as tough as, you know, the Winnipeg, Minnesota, Florida set that they just had before beating LA. But you also, the last thing you want is to kind of get overconfident after that LA win and then get stung by the Ducks again. San Jose, we've seen them humble really good teams, sure, this year. So you never know. And of course, Toronto has every reason to be fighting essentially for their playoff lives already this season, with how much they've been struggling. So nothing you can really take for granted, but it should be certainly a couple of fun games against those two teams in California this week. So even though they'll be late ones, we'll all be drinking our late night espressos, I think, but should be a fun couple games.
You could just tell there was pep in the step last night. Like, you know, the boys wanted to get out there. You could see the shots on net were up. You could see the effort to get to the front of the net was up, and maybe it's LA King style that they could, you know, take advantage of. It was a tight game for most of the game, but at the same time, I felt as though the Stars really played so much better than they had in the last couple of games. So hopefully they can continue it. StarsThoughts.com. Let's hit that. You talked about the defensive depth. You're always putting out articles. What a terrific gift you can give that Stars fan by subscribing to StarsThoughts.com. Robert has recaps after every game, really goes into detail. I know, but prior to, I'm going to give you a pull back the curtain on Spits and Suds. When Robert's not on, I love communicating with him during the games, but also I love reading his recaps because he throws in nuggets. And that's why you'll hear me on post game sometimes say, hey, Robert Tiffin pointed out this of StarsThoughts.com because I love plugging him, but also the information is so good. So it's a great price, Robert, right? What a terrific holiday stocking stuffer.
I really think so. It's great. You can just buy in one lump sum. You can just do like a 1 year annual subscription or whatever. We all get asked about subscriptions all the time. That's the way everyone's trying to hook us in. Now you have to subscribe just to like use Microsoft Word nowadays or some crazy stuff like that. It's gross and stupid. In my very objective opinion. So for me, the thing I've really loved about doing Stars Thoughts on the Substack platform is I'm the one running everything. So if something's wrong or someone's trying to figure out their subscription or they think they meant to cancel or something went wrong or whatever, they can just talk to me and we can get it sorted out. The last thing I want is for it to be anything that is bugging anyone. And I have found actually what tends to happen is I ask people, oh, is that okay? Or did you have a problem? And they say, no, I actually want to support and I want to be part of that. I'm not worried at all about that stuff. So I've been really kind of humbled is overused, but it's been cool to see how many folks have really been glad to see that something like this exists. And I'm really glad that all of my time put into covering the team, talking to people, getting a sense of kind of how things are working and what might happen next. Even those odd little conversations, whether it's with Sammy Hellenius or someone else on another team, let alone with someone around the Stars. I love that I have a place where I get to put all those things, whether it's a post-game piece where I get to put one of those little nuggets or two, or you know, a news happens like today where I get to just throw 1,000 words up about something and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking, and just get to put it out there for people who are invested in having a place like this exist. I like that they get this immediately and I get to give it to them. So I just think it's really cool. Thanks for letting me blather on about that. But I think it's really cool.
Of course. I mean, and you're so good about getting back to Spits and Suds listeners when they ask questions as well on Twitter/X. And by the way, thanks to all of you. I got really great feedback on Austin Smith. And I love doing those Spits and Suds one-timers where, you know, we find out. And honestly, that came from a conversation with Steven Meserve where he was talking about undersized players. And Austin's name came up and I said, boy, that would be a very interesting interview. And I'm so glad Steven brought up his name. It's just a great connection and we're excited to have Austin back on the program in the future. He talked about afterwards with Gregory Finley and I, how much he enjoyed coming on and kind of recapping his career and stuff like that. And, you know, the stuff he's doing with Jesuit now. So it was a cool local story.
Very cool. I Gavin, similarly, like after I pump my own tires, I definitely want to pump yours a little bit because as I feel like I say every time in this program, Stars fans, I think, had a long time where there weren't enough spaces, you know, whether written or audio or video or whatever, and they deserved more of those. And since you've been doing Spits and Suds, I just feel like it's been consistently something that puts out stuff they can't get anywhere else and talking to people that no one else would think to talk to, whether it's, you know, Austin Smith or one of about a dozen other people that come to mind right off the top of my head, even players like Justin Ritz-Cofer and Colin Blackwell, where you get these interesting conversations that are going to be very, very different than even, you know, a boring interview I might do in a locker room with five other cameras around, right? Like it's just different when they can get a conversation with you going. So I just think it's awesome that this space exists and all the work you've done to make it a really great go-to place for Stars fans.
Well, thanks, my friend. I appreciate it. Always appreciate you coming on. Always appreciate our producer, Gregory Finley, and of course, the on-time experts. Thanks so much for their support around the holidays. So that's going to do it. And remember, you can subscribe to StarsThoughts.com. That's Robert's website. And you can check him out on Twitter/X at Robert Tiffin. For Robert and Greg, I'm Gavin. Will we be back with another podcast soon? Absolutely, we will. Until then, have a great day, everyone.
Monster Energy. Everybody knows White Monster, Zero Ultra. That's the OG. It kicked off this whole zero sugar energy drink thing. But Ultra is a whole lineup now. You've got Strawberry Dreams, Blue Hawaiian, Sunrise, and Vice Guava. and they all bring the Monster Energy Punch. So if you've been living in the white can, branch out. Ultra's got a flavor for every vibe, and every single one is zero sugar. Tap the banner to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.